Around dark, Slim finished his chores at the corrals and joined us in front of the machine shed. Dragging himself along like an old man, he sat down on an overturned bucket in front of the shed and stared at the ground with glazed eyes. "Dogs, here's the plan. We've got to stay up tonight and keep a watch. The trouble is, I'm wore out and hungry, and I smell like a billy goat." Good point. I hadn't wanted to say anything, but yes, he did smell a little ripe after sweating all day in the hayfield. "I'm going to raid Sally Mae's icebox and fix myself a bite of supper. Then I'm going to crawl into her bathtub and soak for about half an hour." He slapped his hands on his knees and pushed himself up. "Maybe a nice hot bath will wake me up." What? He thought that soaking in a tub of hot water would wake him up? Maybe I should have barked a protest or tried to argue the point. But I had no reason to suppose that he would listen to me. They never do, you know. One of the first things a cow dog learns about his job is that his people really don't want to know what he thinks. It's too bad. We dogs could spare them a lot of grief if they would just listen to us. But they don't, and there's nothing we can do about it. He took a big yawn and stretch. Then his eyes drifted down to me. The lines in his brow hardened. "Hank, I don't know what kind of foolishness went on between you and that monkey this afternoon, but if he shows up again tonight, I'd sure appreciate it if you'd remember who buys your dog food." He leaned down into my face. "It ain't a monkey. Am I making myself clear?" "Well, sure. Yes, of course. If you want to be pals with a monkey, do it on your own time." I did not want to be pals with a monkey, and there was no need for Slim to rub salsa into old wounds. He turned and started towards the house. "You act like a monkey about half the time, but try to remember that you're a dog." Oh, brother. Make one little mistake around here, and they throw it on you like a saddle and ride you until you drop. For his information, I had spent the entire afternoon roasting over fires of guilt and had concluded on my own that, yes, Drover had made a serious mistake and had failed his ranch, and I had no intention of letting it happen again. Slim shuffled down to the house and disappeared inside. As darkness fell around me, I realized that... Gee... I was really bushed. I mean, chasing rodents all day in the hot sun.
Sucked life, right, a dog.
And all at once, I began to yawn, wondering if I could... I know what you're thinking. You think I rushed down to the gas tanks, fell into the loving embrace of my gunny sack bed, and didn't move a hair until morning. And while I slept, the monkey burglars came and stole half the ranch. Isn't that exactly what you were thinking? Go ahead and admit it. Well, I have two words to say to that. Ha. Ha. That's the most ridiculous, the most outrageous,